Coach, thoughts on tonight's contest before we get into the specific questions?
Congratulations to Texas State. They're a good football team. We knew that. We were chasing them all game, right? From the very beginning, they went right down and scored. And, we ended up responding and cut it to 7 at half. And then got the ball at the beginning of the second half. But we weren't able to put a drive together then. And so we just didn't play as well offensively in the second half as we did in the first. And again, we just felt as though we were chasing them. You know, defensively, I just don't feel as though we tackled very well. And that's credit to them. I mean, I think that those guys played hard and had good backs and receivers that were, had quick feet. We've got a team that cares. And no matter what the outcome was today, I mean, I decided a long time ago that this climb, is the entire season. And if we'd won 100-0, I would be responding the same way, is that we have a long way to go. We got to get better. We've got a lot of new players. But I'm 100% committed and excited about getting better with this team.
You talked all week about the keys to this game being blocking and tackling as well as you can. I mean, how hard is it in game one when you haven't hit a ton to be able to lock up tackles like that?
Yeah, you always, even just tonight already, it's like, hey, do we tackle enough? And, there's a sweet spot. We can't tackle every day. Just can't do it. And so we try to do it without actually finishing the tackle. But I think they had a lot to do with that. They had some pretty talented guys, that made us miss. But also talked about special teams and taking care of the ball and taking it away. And we didn't turn it over, but we didn't take it away. And, I think special teams, for the most part, were pretty good as well. So we'll just, we'll watch the film. It's a bunch of guys who care about each other and are committed to, getting better. And so it sucks to lose. It hurts, man. You just so badly, want to go out there and be victorious. But either way, the climb continues.
You got QB1 in there and Noah getting the start. How did you think he was able to settle into a rhythm and distribute the football tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he was 13 for 17 in the first half. It's hard to argue with that. And I think at times we got into rhythms. And I think I finished the game strong. We put a lot on him. Not too much, but, we asked him to be a quarterback and to see the field and to see the fronts. And he's made of all the right stuff, and I think he's going to be a really good player for us.
So Dante McMillan back out there, had the big run on that opening drive and get you going. Offensively, how did you think your running backs performed?
Really well. And they can't do that without the offensive line. So it's just, I'd say our running game, particularly in the first half, I think was really, really good. I mean, I think it was actually a reception that Dante had that when he broke a tackle on a third down that we really needed it and went down, I think, and scored on that drive. I think he played with an incredible intensity today. You could just feel it. And, we all need to be on that level.
Special teams-wise, another good day for Mitch. Seemed like he was more back to traditional Mitch Tomasek, being able to a couple 60-plus yarders and really good net overall for him.
Yeah, I mean, we needed to be, 4-second hang and at least 40 yards, was our goal, because they had a real talented, punt return team and players, and I think that we held up really well.